to the Elimination Season 4, would you believe it? Funny people are going head to head. And here's your host, Bob. I digress.
Where the bloody hell have you been? We've had the neighbours out looking for you. We've had the police. I've reported you missing. Where you been, listeners? Where have you been? Been waiting for you. I'm Bob, your host of Elimination, here with my dad, Dave.
I do. We're sitting in this chair for 3 months, waiting for you.
He's been drinking. He's Larry.
Still am.
And cousin Pauline.
Hello.
Hello. So where have you been? What's been happening? What's going on?
We've had a lot going on, haven't we?
We have. Should we start the list?
Yeah, I cannot believe you've had COVID again.
I know, got COVID, New Year's Eve, got COVID.
About the 100th time.
Yeah. I mean, ridiculous amount of times. But then I've got a very weak immune system. I was a sick child.
Just weak.
You were a sickly child.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, it's just carried on, really. Yeah, so much has happened.
We had Christmas.
The whole world. Oh, hold on. Before you do Christmas, the whole World Cup happened, didn't it? We did our predictions for the USA-England match and then never mentioned it again.
In my
Which other, I said was going to be a draw, and it was. So.
In my solo podcast, I've done an episode, my World Cup predictions.
How did that go?
Oh, is it?
I was going to listen to
my
it.
My two finalists didn't get out of the group. I had a Germany-Belgium final.
Blimey.
So that went down, but I don't mention it.
We mentioned it once, got away with it. So, the whole World Cup happened. Did you enjoy it?
Remember, Mark?
He was drinking.
Such a long time ago.
Yeah,
I can't remember the final.
Argentina.
Oh, the final. Did the you final watch of,
the final?
The final
of finals.
The final.
Yeah, yeah.
Final.
The final countdown.
There was only one final.
Yeah.
It started off the most boring game, didn't it? It went on and on and on. This is a bit boring. And then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't it good?
It was the final of all finals,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
I was pleased Messi won.
I mean, I didn't really. I wanted to be entertained, and I was well happy. So I didn't. I didn't watch the whole trophy thing or anything like that. We got the end.
Oh,
that
I
was
did.
It.
I like seeing them hold it up. Trophy.
We're so childish. Yeah. So there's been a big gap. There has been a big gap. Dave, how's your fitness going? We need to catch up, don't we?
Oh, piled it on again, Bob.
Have you? Yeah. Should I go and get scales?
Yeah, I'm still swimming.
Not right now.
Oh, yeah,
no.
Away.
I mean, last time I swam was yesterday. There's some weird people at the swimming. You got the backstrokers who don't use their legs. They just sort of do backwards butterfly, and they don't know where they're going. So they start off in one lane and end up three lanes across.
They end up in the changing rooms.
You tell the good swimmers because they wear goggles. And
you wear goggles?
No.
Oh.
But you wear glasses, so how does that work? Because that's why I don't like swimming. Because
I'm not blind like your mum. I can see.
Glasses. I can't.
And then you got the ones who are painfully slow. Then you got the chatterbox old boys who just talk. They cover three lanes talking as they go down there. And then they get down the other end just. Talk for 20 minutes and then come up the length together. Then you've got the noodle girls, you know, the noodle sponge.
Oh, guys. Yeah.
They can't swim, so they just sort of jump up and down noodling as they've got just going all over the place. And then this last time, when I went Thursday, we had the kissing couple.
Oh.
They were so out of place. I mean, it's all old fogies.
No heavy petting.
And this young bird turned up in a skimpy bikini with a sort of.
I bet you thought, oh, it's all right.
I got my camera out.
This hunky bloke, it was too cold for us. We had to help her in the pool. Then they swim a length.
Shove her in.
They swim a length and have a kiss and a cuddle at the end. And then they do another length and have a kiss and a
You're
cuddle.
You're not in Ibiza, son.
It was just like they were in a pool on holiday. That's how they were behaving on a February, early February, in who?
Losers. There are some weirdos. Yeah. Drink to the weirdos. Cheers. Well, there was a draw. Has anything else happened? Do you want to cover anything else?
Christmas.
How's your job? Christmas. Let's do Christmas.
Yeah, it was good. Boxing Day was good. I went around Christmas.
Oh, we just talk about Christmas. It's February.
Yeah, We haven't, have we?
No, Christmas. It's crap, isn't it? We got through it.
Yeah, we did. We survived.
Can't think
stay positive. Jesus.
I finished The Walking Dead.
Oh, is it? Do it now. Shall I do it?
What?
Watch it. The last.
Well, I did. Have you watched them all?
Yeah, I've watched them all up until.
There's about 8 episodes, isn't there? Yeah. Left.
Just a
few. You know, you said to me the episode where Daryl and Carol.
It was poetry.
One was fixing the bike, and the other one was making soup.
As far as that, the one before that, she went to be on the next.
Always talking. Always through the talking.
So is it worth doing?
You get these bits down again. You get a bit of action where they stab a few and they shoot at people, and then two of them, don't matter what two, I mean, walking through the forest like they do, and a zombie are coming along and they stab me there, and then they'll stop for a rest. I can't go on. I can't. You can. You're really strong. And they go on about this motivating talk for about 5. I just whiz out.
Whispering to each other.
But it's a crap program. It doesn't end. I can't spoil the end. It doesn't end as such.
So do we find Thingy? Oh, no. You should
Shane. Just in
case. Well, there's a bit where they've got to break into this sort of town. Yeah.
Oh, not another town.
And Daryl.
Bloody hell.
Can we get in? So I thought, oh, no, we go through the
sewers. We'll try the gate.
We go through the sewers. So Daryl and this woman jump down like the manhole into the sewers.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Since Rick woke up in the hospital, it must be about 10 years has gone by.
Quite.
That Judith's about 10, isn't she, or 11? So,
she's got to be.
So say it's 10, say it's 12 years. They jump down, get into the old coat, and out come these torches. where the hell do they come from? They're driving around in cars and...
I won't bother. I've started a new one. The Best of Us.
No, The Last of Us.
Last of Us, that's it, yeah.
We watched the first episode. It was a feature-length episode.
I haven't watched any of it yet.
I wish
yet,
I hadn't
so.
Done that, because... I don't think it's going to be any good to tell the truth.
Well, I'm
all right
with it at the moment.
We're going to let it go on a bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I want season one sorted and then I'll jump in and see what happens. Because Vic don't want to watch it. She's not interested in it whatsoever.
I thought I'd give it a go because how much I loved
it. It's based on the computer game, isn't it? I actually watched the first episode of Walking Dead the other day just for like a nostalgia. And it was so good.
It was so good.
I mean, it's all
Shall I tell you about?
Yeah, I want to know about Rick.
Okay, well, it ends, right? Well, there's three sort of ends. It ends where they get rid of all the bad guys in the town and they take it over. And then it goes this bit. Remember the black woman with the sword?
Michonne
or something like
Michonne,
that.
Michonne.
Judith, I'll never leave you. You've lost your father. I'll never leave you.
I thought she was in the room.
She sees a boat. She goes, I'm going to get on that boat. She buggers off. Look at who's there. Orphaned. Anyway, so she went off this boat. Anyway, it goes to her, and she's totally different. She's got, like, all this armour sort of stuff on, all perfectly. And then she's got her sword, and she's on a horse, and she's sort of going along, and then she's saying something. I forget what she was saying about this, that, and the other. And then
it was all a dream.
The camera pans out, and there's about 10,000 walkers, and she's headed towards them with her sword. Like that's her ending. And then it goes. You see, like a river edge, and you see Rick run along, and there's this head in the of a zombie, and he stabs at, and he's sort of on the run. You tell he's on the run, you know.
Yeah.
And suddenly you hear a helicopter, and he goes. Rick Grimes, we found you. Get back in the helicopter. So obviously he's on the run trying to get back to them.
Michonne's going to die.
That was his little bit.
And then
the last bit of all is, I think it's your poetry, Carol and Daryl. I think he's on his motorbike. Where the petrol's coming from, I've no idea.
It's electric. No electricity.
He says, I can't stay here. I've got to go. I gotta go.
Daryl, why are you whispering?
I gotta find something. I've gotta look for something. So she goes, okay, you be all right. I'll stay here and look after everyone, you know. And then he gets on a motorbike. The camera points out. There he goes into the distance. That's it.
Disappointing.
Mm. It was so good, though.
Oh, it was so good in the beginning.
I've started.
It lost its way.
Yeah, it did. I started Ozark.
Oh, don't.
It's just, do you know why?
I'll guarantee you'll get fed up with it, because I did. And
I
you did as well.
I stopped.
Yeah.
Fed up with that.
Don't.
Is that the one with the drugs?
Stop.
Yeah. I mean, they're all
the
drugs.
I watched the last season. I watched two episodes of the last season.
I thought you didn't like that, Jason Bateman.
No, I don't. But I'm looking for something, Dave. I got to get out
there. Did you watch Happy Valley?
I'm not finished.
I've just... We never watched the old ones.
I've never seen any of them, but everyone's saying how good they are.
We watched the old ones, and we just finished the second series, and it comes back 6 years later for series three.
Yeah.
Is it worth me?
You'd love it.
I've watched two of the last season. Yeah, we're trying to.
Don't bother with Ozark. It'd be one of them.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, you're going to just laugh. You know, I'm 100 years behind in all these.
Yeah.
Guess what I started watching?
Rainbow.
Traitors.
No, I've got to season two and thought, bored now. Prison Break.
Oh, right.
God, yeah, I gave up with that.
I know, I love the first.
I've been through it.
How can you keep escaping from these prisons? I mean, you've only got so many toes you've put on your back.
I've watched it from start to finish twice.
You liked it? Oh, I got bored.
Yeah, I did.
They got out, and I'm halfway through the second series of them being out, and now I'm bored now.
But what makes me laugh is that there's the same thing over and over again. It's something happening in a room, like they'd be digging a hole, and the officer would be coming. And it doesn't matter who it is. Somebody's doing something in a room that the person who finds them is just round the corner, and how are they going to do it? And then they open the door, and it's fine.
Yeah.
That happens all the time.
Not get bored of that.
I didn't mind it. I mean, I watched it for the first time ages ago when I was married. Really, really early. I like Teabag. I like that bloke.
He's the best one.
Yeah. They could have just, season two, just have him on the run or something. But yeah, I didn't mind it. It was all right.
Did you recommend Traitors to us?
No, I've never heard of that.
Oh, who recommended that to us?
I haven't watched it yet. Well, Vic won't watch it.
Oh, Traitors, I have heard of it. I've never seen it.
I don't like the woman.
Oh, you like Traitors.
Oh, I might give that a go then.
Well, what I was saying was the American one's on there.
So is this on Netflix, Traitors?
No, it's
on
BBC,
Sky.
Sky?
iPlayer.
But she's not in the American one. That Alan Cumming does it, this Scottish actor.
Oh, maybe.
And he wears the tartan. He really looks the part. The only thing is the games are the same, but we wish for the games. Oh. The games are crap. There's nothing to do with it, the games. It's just the... And you watched it?
No, I don't
Someone like that recommended that to me, and I can't remember who it was then.
Whoever it was. No, but Vic said that she was scrolling through Facebook and the winner came up on her thing. She said, I don't want to watch it now. So I'm sort of limbo. I don't know what happened. I don't know about it. But now there's an American one that she won't know. Maybe we'll give that
a go. Well, she's looking up. She can't stop herself.
No, she can't.
The American one's got where the heirs were all unknown. Their one's got the odd actor. And I don't know who they are. And apparently it's an American Big Brother winner. But half of them are famous and half of them are not.
No,
but cool. They're not famous to us.
None of them are famous.
But that Anna, where I didn't like old what's her face? Fringe.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's her name?
Fringe.
Fringe.
Oh, on Strictly, Winkleman.
I can't stand her. She was the weak link, but she's not in it, so it's great.
Yeah, I can't handle her. Yeah.
It's quite. It's a clever program. It's a clever program. You'd like it, Pauline.
Yeah,
you really would.
I have heard of it. So it's Traitors and Happy Valley.
Yeah, you'll love Happy Valley. Anyway, shall I do some gum?
Well, let's find out who the draws is first. It's MM versus DD.
We forget that people are listening. Well, I do.
Yeah, I mean,
we
literally just rattled on about nothing. Yeah. So it's Michael McIntyre
versus
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. Right, Michael McIntyre is a 46-year-old English comedian, writer and television presenter. In 2012, he was the highest-grossing stand-up comedian in the world. He presents his own Saturday night series, Michael McIntyre's Big Show, and the game show The Wheel on BBC One. He also hosts the US version on NBC. Danny DeVito, how old is he?
68.
He's 83.
No.
Oh, 82.
68.
He's a 78-year-old American actor, comedian, and filmmaker.
I didn't know that old.
He gained prominence in the TV comedy series Taxi in 1978-83. He currently plays Frank Reynolds in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You ever seen that, Bob?
He's also
appeared in many movies, including One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Romance in the Stone, Twins, and Batman Returns. How tall is he?
4'8".
4'2".
4'2"?
4'2"? Bloody hell, we're doing like Davies
territory. 4'10". Which is 3 inches shorter than Ronnie Corbett.
Well, that wasn't a quiz question, so thank God for
but
that.
But I digress.
So let's do Michael McIntyre. So this Michael McIntyre is a comedian that splits the audience. But you say he's the most, earns all that money, can fill out stadiums and God knows what. But I don't get it. I don't really get it.
I love him.
Yeah.
I absolutely
I've never
him.
Seen him on anything.
You don't watch his Saturday night programme.
Well,
it's hilarious.
Just seeing him walk down the stage with that wobbly head.
It's hilarious.
Just does me in. But we watched Michael McIntyre's big show. Now, is this true or false? I've changed my mind. Yeah.
All right.
I've changed my mind. I think he's the funniest man ever. It was shit.
You didn't like the programme?
No, I did. It was garbage.
Yeah, but I think them Saturday night.
I love it.
Them Saturday night.
I watched the one with the karaoke and then that bloke. The thing in the bedroom just done my head.
You didn't watch Peter Crouch where he woke Peter Crouch up?
Oh, that was funny. I saw that clip.
I won't watch.
But that was Peter Crouch. That wasn't Michael McIntyre.
That bloke he woke up in this one was so annoying. Him and his wife. No, he's a podcaster. Not me, was it?
That
was good. That was nowhere near as good as the Peter Crouch one. The Peter Crouch one was hilarious.
His reaction to it was so funny.
But it's him.
But then
I never realised how big and fat he was. He's a big lump, isn't he?
Yeah, he's always been round, round
his head.
Hey, poor sod.
The funny thing was, I went to the Comedy Gala a few years ago now, and obviously they have loads of different comedians come on and just do a bit. And they had loads there. They had Jason Manford and Alan Carr and all of them ones. And Michael McIntyre closed the show, and the whole place was absolutely tears, loving it. Absolutely loving it.
I think he's so funny. Down to the pitch of his voice. I don't know if he's putting that on, the pitch of his voice. I think he must be.
I just find everything
about him funny.
What, like Tommy Cooper?
I don't like the programme, you know, The Wheel, where they sit in it. I don't watch that he does.
I don't watch it because of him. Yeah.
Is that Lee Mack one coming back, that 100 to 1?
Yeah, I liked that one.
Yeah, I watched that as well. Yeah, it's good. You recommend it.
There's something coming back in February, isn't there? I saw Wifey today and I can't remember what it was.
We watch a lot of telly, don't we?
Are you watching The Apprentice?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I watched
I've not seen last night.
I think The Apprentice is the best programme on telly.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it.
They are idiots, though, aren't they?
They always are.
Oh, God. But I think they're funny. And the one that looked like Michael McIntyre, didn't he? The one that was sent home, was it last week?
Yeah, the cannon bloke.
Yeah.
The funny thing ever on The Apprentice was when that bloke went in to see Claude. And he says...
Final interview.
He says, isn't he, you're a big fish. You're not even a fish. I say that every hour, every day.
I'm pretty sure it was the same bloke as well when he said, told him just to get out. No, just get out. And he walks out the wrong door.
Yeah. Goes to the broom cupboard.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, do you ever watch Dragon's Den?
Yeah, I like it. Vic hates it, but
yeah,
I like
it. I'm a bit not sure about that one.
I didn't realise that the pictures are like 2 hours long and they just cut it down to what it is. Yeah. They're really long. Yeah. I always joke that the bloke downstairs, he does nothing. He is not needed. He don't need to be there.
Yeah, he'd be doing voiceover, couldn't
he? Yeah.
Is who's still in it? Is Deborah Mead and Peter Jones still in it?
I think Peter Jones. Is it Peter Jones?
Jones, the big bloke on the
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. I think him and...
We watched it when Ballantyne and that were in it. And
yeah.
Theopathetas.
That was quite good, actually. Yeah.
And Deborah Mead does that thing with her fingers, didn't she?
Yeah.
So she's not on it no more then.
I've not watched this season, but I've seen the Peter bloke.
That girl died recently, didn't she? The other one who was the transport woman.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I can't think of it.
Well, the one with the shoulder blades.
Yeah.
Shoulder blades. Shoulder pads.
Yeah, that's her.
And she was like logistics, the lorry.
Yeah, thing. That's right. Yeah, she was quite good. She was. I liked her.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the IT Crowd when he goes on?
No. That's a rubbish programme.
Oh, shut up.
Moss, yeah.
No.
I've been accepted.
Quite a few people have been on that.
Yeah. I've been accepted. And they go on there, and he's made the abracadabra.
Oh, my.
And everyone's like, wow, this is the most comfortable bra I've ever worn. Oh my god, this is incredible. I can't believe you've made a bra. So, and he was like, yeah. And he said, goes on Dragon's Den, and Moss, Roy, and Jen go on there, and Jen's holding up the bra, and he's going, yeah, I've made this bra.
That must be the old lot then, mustn't it?
Yeah. And it just burst into flames. It bursts into flames, and then Roy gets an extinguisher and puts it out. It's all smoking, and then Roy goes, we're asking for 50%.
I was fine with that programme until the stupid man in the stupid cupboard.
Oh, Noel Fielding's, yeah.
What?
Well, Richmond, didn't
it? And that ruined it totally.
Yeah, he was like, I don't think he's funny at all, that Noel Fielding. He does nothing for me, I'm afraid.
I quite like him on
He's not an S64, is he?
No.
He wasn't even on the radar, was he?
No. I haven't worked with him in a film, but whatever. In comparison, MM versus DD, Danny DeVito. Now, before you say anything, I'm just going to tell you a little Always Sunny in Philadelphia fact. So season one comes out, Danny DeVito's not in it, okay? Season two, they want to make, and they're saying,
we need someone famous.
The ratings aren't great. You need somebody to pull in a few things. We hear that Danny DeVito's kids love it, so he might be interested in it. And Rob, the guy who owns Wrexham now, he said, well, I think he owns Wrexham Football Club.
I thought Ryan Reynolds owned it.
No, him and Rob McAlevey. It's two of them.
What one is it?
But it's Rob Mac. Mac. Yeah, the one who went fat and then thin.
Oh, yeah.
He grew fat and then grew thin again. What was that?
I don't know.
Sorry, Brogan, it's thin again.
But he... So they said to him, yeah, you need to get somebody with a bit of, you know, gravitas in there. He's like, oh, I think it might change the dynamics of it. He said, well, if you don't, then we're going to cancel it. He went, get me Danny DeVito! And he went round to Danny DeVito's house and he said, yeah, I'll give it a go for a season. And here we are. Season 16, I think, is going to come out.
Well, you're not
going to
be very happy with me then.
No, go on. Because let's do the backstory.
Are you going just by his appearance?
His appearance? No.
I think you are, actually.
I told you, because Pauline doesn't watch Always Sunny.
No, never.
So you would know him from, like, Twins and things like that.
Matilda.
Yeah, exactly.
Romance in the Stone.
Deck the Halls was an awful film.
It's an awful film.
We tried to watch that at Christmas.
You told me to watch it.
Yeah. It's garbage. I'm thinking of a different film.
Deck the Halls was horrendous.
No, Deck the Halls. Deck the Halls is the one with the light.
Where he's a car salesman.
Yeah.
But is Matilda? I do like him in Matilda.
Yeah, good in Matilda. Yeah,
they split up, didn't they? Because that's his wife in real life. Yeah. They split up.
I didn't know that.
I think so, yeah.
Oh.
I can't bear him with that awful Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Twins is a bit.
Tonight is your night, bro.
No, there's something.
Oh my god, your body's just blown up.
$1 million.
Oh,
that's quite a funny film, Twins.
Something about him, and they did Junior as well. Really aggravates me.
Did you watch him in Taxi?
No.
What about One for All the Goodies? What about Penguin in Batman?
I don't mind him,
but Penguin in Batman didn't work.
No? Okay.
There's something about him that just makes me...
Ah, you got him by his appearance.
Oh, no! Acting.
No, wait. Okay.
Something about his acting that really... It's his appearance. What's about his... I don't get it. Well, you said Michael McIntyre's got big heads. Perhaps it's his appearance. But he's some funny. So it's not the 64 biggest heads, is it? It's the 64 funniest people. And to me,
I don't find him funny. Danny DeVito isn't funny.
So I told you to watch a certain two episodes of Always Sunny that is around Frank. Yeah. So did you laugh at all? Did you find it funny at all?
I don't remember laughing.
No.
It don't stick in my head that I laughed.
I thought that was good. I thought the second... I thought the...
The prostitute one was better.
No, I thought the other
Pretty
one
woman
better.
One.
I thought
Pretty
the other
woman.
One was better. Yeah. Where he was introducing the kids. They are 7-year-old Kimberly who I'm not attracted to at all.
We need to make up a song. We don't diddle kids.
I do like the programme. The one thing about it, this the non-PC thing I love.
Yeah, yeah.
They just don't seem to care.
No. That's the beauty of it. That's what isn't made today.
Talk about non... I'm digressing, as Ronnie does. Have you heard about Delilah?
Oh, I heard this today, yeah. No.
The world, when get Six Nations rugby start, the Welsh fans always sing Delilah. The little diamond thing, you know.
Yeah, so good.
Sweet Caroline,
yeah.
They sing Delilah, and everyone gets. They've been told not to sing it because it's violence against women. I felt the knife in my hand, and she laughed no more.
So it's been banned.
So they've been banned from singing it. But they're going to sing it, aren't they?
Oh, of course they will. I hope they do.
Yeah. All throughout the game.
I don't get it. I just don't understand it. I don't get it. But they have cancelled a few episodes of Always Sunny because of things like that. There's one episode where Sweet D, she does an impression. She's trying to be a comedian, isn't she? Actress, comedian.
Comedian.
And she does loads of impressions, and she does like the quintessential Irish person. Hello, you know, all of what she does. A Chinese lady. She done a...
Oh, a bit like the... a sassy lad. What's it? The Dan. What's her name?
Oh, Catherine...
Catherine
Tate. That is that...
Yeah.
Oh,
that was funny, though. Yeah.
It was funny, yeah. You're not supposed to say it's funny. No. You're supposed to be appalled by it, but I thought it was funny.
I thought it was hilarious. But then,
they've cancelled that episode now. And it's... But what's interesting is that they do a podcast about the show where they watch an episode and then they talk about what happened behind the scenes, how they came up with the ideas. And they say, well, the character who is doing them characters doesn't understand that they're offensive. They were offensive back then, but it's the fact that the character thinks it's okay. The normal world is looking at it, even in the programme, saying, oh, you can't do that. You know, that's why it's funny. Like, it's insane. It really is insane. You just can't do any kind of accent. You can't do any kind of voice in any way.
It does. Like, even speaking on this now, I worry sometimes, should I say that? Can I say that?
Yeah, because you're a huge racist, yeah.
You don't know whether you're going to offend someone.
They cancelled one episode of Always Sunny. It's one of the early ones without Danny DeVito. And they have to do community service. And they have to manage this kid's basketball team. And they go in and he goes, right, I've got first pick. I'll have you, and you. And his team walk over to him. And it's all the black kids. And all the white kids are left. Yeah. Now, that, for idiots... That idiot character to think that obviously
can't jump. It's the same thing.
Yeah. The black kids will be better at basketball. That's his mindset.
Yeah, yeah.
And to think that he thinks that is funny. So
it's logical as well, isn't it? I just don't get it.
I don't get it.
When we were talking about Walking Dead and you said, oh, there was the black woman, Michelle. I thought, oh, can you say that? It's stupid.
What can you say? What can't you say? You can say whatever you want. And if somebody's offended, then they leave the room. Stop listening to the podcast. You know, I don't get it. Don't watch programs.
I've got a little quiz, Bob.
Oh, God. Oh, what's the score? I've lost.
Doors on the doors.
Miss Doors.
Oh, look, it's 3 to Bob and 15 to me. 3-7.
What weapon do you want, Bob?
Hold on.
The quiz.
I've missed that.
What do you want?
I'll have the bell, please.
I notice we don't do FACT anymore.
It's there. It's there.
Don't.
You just ain't. You ain't come out with any facts, have you?
Well, you have.
Have I?
Right, we've got a quiz about colours, everybody. Oh, you got a pen. I've got to keep score, haven't I?
Yeah.
I'm looking for a bit of spare paper. I'll just use the other half of the Michael McIntyre thing because we won't be needing that, will we, again? Right. Just buzzing or ringing when you're ready.
Are we starting straight away?
It's colour related. Okay.
This. Oh, right. Yeah.
Which planet is called the red planet?
Oh. Jupiter.
Saturn.
Mars.
Oh,
no, you can't do that. Oh. That don't count.
Oh.
What is the colour of the letters O and E in the logo of the search engine Google?
Yellow.
No. Oh.
Blue.
No, red. Oh. I don't need this pen, do I?
Nil. This is like the first half of the final of the World Cup.
Pinkton, you didn't even know the rest of the question.
Which reptile has the ability to change its colour?
Chameleon. Come, chameleon.
I want all three. What are the three primary colours?
Red, blue, green.
What?
Is that wrong? That can't be wrong.
Oh, because I thought you were right.
Whoa, I'm stumped.
Blue, green and yellow.
Can I have another go?
No. Red, blue, yellow.
Yellow is the green.
Blue and yellow make green.
Oh. I do.
We're so thick.
And what colour is in the middle of the rainbow?
Oh, God. Orange.
Green.
It is green.
Red and yellow and pink and green in the middle. Purple and yeah.
I didn't know any of
that. It's not that.
Yeah, what is it then?
Richard of York gave battle in vain.
Yeah, but I'm singing it. Red.
Good, I didn't sing it again.
Well, no,
red and yellow and...
I said pink.
There's no pink in the rainbow, is it? One.
1-1?
Well, I must have sung it wrong all these years.
Yeah, it's 1-1. You got one, she's got one.
I don't remember getting one. I'll take it.
You've got come a chameleon.
Oh, yeah, because I'm a comedian.
What two colours...
Oh, God,
it's
too late.
There you go.
What two colours do you mix to make purple?
Blue and green?
Come on.
Red and blue.
Correct!
Oh, what? That was a guess. Yeah.
Of course it was purple.
I mix paints all the time.
Name the colours present on the Switzerland flag.
Red and white.
Correct.
Yeah.
Desmond, 2-2.
2-2.
In what country would you find the Yellow River?
Oh.
India?
No.
Egypt.
A racist would have known.
Because
it's China.
Oh my God!
Well, maybe that's why it's called the Yellow River. I don't know.
Why is it called that then?
Who has a horse called Black Bess?
Tonto?
Never heard. Tonto! Who the hell's
Black Bess? Kamasabi.
Never heard of Black Bess.
What is his horse called? Scout?
I've no idea.
I don't know.
Low Ranger's horse is called Silver.
I hold Silver.
Away.
That was in Ace Ventura.
I'll give you a clue.
No, I don't know.
I'll give you both a clue.
Oh, fine.
Stand and deliver.
Adamant?
I don't know.
Dick Turpin.
Oh.
What colour?
Adamant!
They hate that song, didn't
order.
They?
Order.
Oh, sorry.
What colour coats do the entertainment staff wear at Maplin's holiday camp?
Yellow.
Correct.
It's like Heidi High.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah. Oh, she died, didn't she? Oh. Sue Pollard.
Did she?
No, she never. Sue Pollard?
Yeah.
She was only on Richard Austin the other week.
No, she was only on the telly the other day.
Who was that today?
Is she
Please don't tell me Sue Pollard.
Have I got the wrong name? Is it the Heidi High one?
Peggy.
The Heidi High.
No, not. She has, is she? Talking about Maddock, Ruth Maddock.
Oh, the one who done that. Bing, bing, bing.
You know what, Campers? That's her.
No, she's got dark hair, ain't she?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the woman who's...
Not with the blonde hair.
With little glasses.
Peggy.
No.
Peggy Orange.
They've got their phone on them, I'm sure.
I really like her.
I'm sure I saw... and also, Lanny Poffo died as well. He was the genius WWE. He was
Dave, is this true that Sue Pollard died? Because I really like her.
I'm sure it came up on my thing. I ain't got my phone on me. So I don't
got my
know.
Phone on me.
I'm sorry if she's not. That could be fake news, but I'm pretty sure.
You know Ruth Bennett died though.
Yeah, the one with the dark hair. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I knew that
she. Yeah, there was. She did that cartoon as well, didn't she? Penny Crayon.
Never heard of.
Where
it.
She draws the door. Not and she no. That. Okay. We'll Google it afterwards and
she wears all the wacky clothes and the wacky cars.
Well, let's hope she's still around then. She was on that Richard Osman
quiz
show about
yeah,
a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I hope she's not dead. Hope you're wrong.
I was actually raving once in Camden Palace.
World?
Camden Palace, and she was there. Yeah.
What
yeah, everyone was going, oh my God, oh my God, she's
here.
Right.
Like
right.
Which shipping company owned the ill-fated ship Titanic?
Eddie Stobart.
It's a colour.
Colour.
Oh, sorry.
Blue planet.
White star, the White Star Line.
Right. I bet they're not still going.
What sort of room would you expect to meet actors, actresses?
Oh, she did bang before me.
Oh, did she?
He just didn't make
well,
a
I
noise.
Well, I done it green.
Green yeah. is correct.
She banged it and I buzzed. Yeah, it didn't go.
Yeah, this ain't so.
Which rock band that...
Black Sabbath.
No. Which
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Correct.
Yay.
It's all over. Bob 3. Pauline 4.
Yay.
Put your score on.
Boom.
Did she do well?
Did she do well? I hope you're playing at home.
Well, not that well. She had nothing to beat, really.
Oh, God. I'm fading away.
What's the score, Pauline?
3-3
We didn't hear that.
The Queen.
8-3, is it?
Yeah. It wasn't
8-3, Bob.
Yeah, I know.
Shocking.
Got a long way to go, Dave.
That's
why we picked 64.
Yeah.
You're doing so bad this
I'll
time.
I'll be about 95 time we finish this.
I really want to go and get my phone to confirm.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No.
All right, then. Okay, yeah. If she is, then I'm sorry.
Then
if,
she
isn't,
if she
isn't,
then
you're
I'm
still sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm still sorry. So when you think about funny people, then obviously Dave, you would not have Michael McIntyre in this 64.
I wouldn't have him in 640.
To have him in, I think, didn't
yeah,
I?
But,
to me, he's just not funny.
But
at all.
Pauline, you feel the same way about Danny DeVito.
Yeah, I don't.
You wouldn't
see
have
what's
him in
funny
it.
About him. I don't.
Well, he was good in Taxi. You don't remember that, do you?
I
used to like Marilou Henner. Remember Marilou Henner?
No.
Of course, she was sexy. She was the good-looking bird out of Taxi. There was a good cast. What's it?
Andy Kaufman, yeah.
Yeah, and...
thank you very much.
And the professor from Back to the Future.
Yeah, yeah,
Christopher...
Oh, Lloyd.
Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Cast. Yeah. Even if you're not a fan of Always Sunny, you should watch the Always Sunny podcast with Danny DeVito on it, because he does talk about Taxi and how sort of he got the role. He didn't actually learn the script for his audition because he just read it and thought, well, he's a horrible bloke. He went into the audition and just threw the script down. He went, what a load of rubbish that is. Who wrote that? And he just went on and was like,
well, Throw Mama from the Train.
Oh, yeah, with Sly, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, he's also in Romance in the Stone, wasn't he?
I said that.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
No,
and Jewel in the
Jewel in the Nile.
Jewel
in
the
Nile.
Jewel
in
the Nile, yeah.
I
used
to love them films.
Yeah, Michael Douglas,
yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
And The Bird.
Yeah.
Catherine
the
Turner.
The blonde woman.
Is it Catherine Turner?
Catherine. She was in Indiana Jones as well,
yeah.
Wasn't she? Yeah. There's a lot of... I noticed there's a lot of...
Hey, on the same bird for Romance in the Stone was in...
Yeah, I'm sure it's the same woman as it was in.
Actually,
Crocodile Dundee.
Sure.
She was in that. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, that's not a knife.
He's making it up.
No, I'm telling you.
She wasn't his wife.
No, she was just a.
Oh, was she?
Just a lady.
All their films are good films.
Who?
Yeah, they
all
are.
Their films, Indiana Jones and all them. I used to love them.
Films of the 80s.
Absolutely. Maybe that's season 5. There's a lot of them.
If we ever get there.
I was just going to say that there's a lot of like actors. Who you know as something who sort of faded away, who are all of a sudden getting awards and stuff, which is fine. It's great to see them come back, but it seems to be a fad at the moment.
I don't have a clue who you're talking about.
Well, the kid from Indiana Jones. Yeah.
The one with the wood on his feet when he drives the car.
Yeah. Short Round. He's recently got an award for acting in
Indiana Jones.
No,
quite a long time with the wolf. Wolves.
Yeah.
Actually, he's quite good at it, isn't he?
The Real Thing Wolves were the best performers in a film 30 years ago.
Dr. Jones, no more parachute.
You know, the movie goes, you know who that was? Clint Eastwood, them two Chinese people.
But yeah, he and Brendan Fraser, you know, sort of came and went, and then
that's a funny thing. That'd be playing that big fat bloke, doesn't it?
Yeah, in it's called The White.
He's been nominated. About 12 films are nominated now, aren't they? Not like the old days.
Aye?
Yeah, and you can't have actors and actresses anymore, can you? Which is crap.
I don't really get it. I don't understand it.
It's bugging up the whole history of the award things, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I know it's progressive.
To me, an actor's an actor and a woman's an actress. I mean,
I agree. 100%.
Yeah, I agree. A man is an actor and a woman is a supporting actress. A damsel in distress. Oh, we don't do PC. I love it. So, talking of...
Can I just ask you then?
Go on.
If, like, Danny DeVito, what is it about him that you are finding funny?
I just find him hilarious. I mean...
What are you saying? I'm not seeing?
For him to be, like, when she dies, the prostitute, Roxy, she dies and he goes, oh,
it was a surfing
you really word. Touched me. Not just my crank, but my heart too.
Oh, she was horrible at all, wasn't she?
Yeah.
So take away the script, he ain't a funny man at all.
Did we say that about David Jason and Ronnie Barker?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. We shouldn't have him all in there. Let's start again.
Right, scratch it out. That's it. Start again. But yeah, I just think his delivery is just hilarious, and the character of Frank is great. But it has kind of turned him into kind of like a national treasure for the United States. He's like, have you seen that the girl couldn't get a date? Like, this was a normal girl going to a prom. She couldn't get a date.
This is still the same program.
This is not in a program. This is real life. Right. Real life. A girl couldn't get a date for her prom, which is a big thing in America for a young girl. So she took a Danny DeVito cutout with her. And the pictures of her with this cutout. Yeah, yeah. And it got back to Danny DeVito. So when he went to a premiere of one of his films, he had a cutout of her.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Little things like that. He's got so many stories, man. You see so many stories. And the outtakes of, you know...
I don't know why. I want to find him funny, but it just ain't that
But he can't get past his looks.
And it's not his...
There is a funny bit where the episode starts and he's wearing skinny jeans. He's wearing skinny jeans. Like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm down with the kids. The bit that just popped into my head is when they walk into the bar and Frank is hanging from a noose in the ceiling. And they go, oh, what's going on over here? And Sweet D goes, he's been trying to kill himself for the last 3 days. And he'll just dangle there. His neck's so thick. And he's dangling there. And he goes, don't try and stop me. And he's just dangling.
The first episode I ever saw him in that was where it was like a park. And he got caught in a climbing frame. He got trapped.
The coil. Just in his pants. You don't know why. You never find out why. But he's like, they go up to him for advice and go...
I mean, the program is definitely better with him in.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And the famous bit that they got him to do was the scene where he's completely naked. It was the Christmas one where they want Pete... Yeah, he made a company, like a legal company in his younger days, and his son and daughter, we think at the time, want him to know that everyone hated him. So they take him to the Christmas party, but they don't want people to see him there. So they sew him into the back of a sofa, this leather sofa. It's insane.
She's
allergic to
Danny DeVito.
And then as they're sort of talking to these people and they say, tell us what you think about Frank Reynolds. Tell me he's an arsehole. Tell me he's horrible. And they're like, we don't know who that is. We don't know who it is. And then all of a sudden he bursts out of the sofa naked, completely naked. And he rolls, he's like, oh, it's so hot, I can't breathe. And they're just standing there looking at him. He's completely naked, like, but from behind.
Yeah.
And you know how small he is. He just walks out of the room going, I'm so hot. And they're just left there, just like, jaws open. And he said, I'll do that scene if we only do it once. And he said, they said, okay, yeah, that's fine. The first time he did it, Sweet D, Caitlin, who plays Sweet D, forgot her words because Danny DeVito was naked in front of her. She just sort of froze. He's just standing going, so what? So what? So what? So what? And she goes, Danny, you're naked. it's great. It is great. It is great.
I only saw the two episodes, but I did like them. I
think at some point they sort of fell off a cliff a little bit. They jumped the shark.
It's been a long time.
16 seasons, yeah. And
it's going to be a bit peak and trophy, isn't it?
Yeah. But there are some good episodes. I mean, they've cancelled that episode I showed you, Dave, about the Lethal Weapon, where they acted out Lethal Weapon 5. And obviously, Murtaugh is a black man. So, first of all, one of the characters plays him, but he does like a black voice, but doesn't black up or anything. He's, you know, it's just a voice, and he's got a tash. And then halfway through it, they swap roles, and Mac fully blacks up, fully tash everything to make him look like, but doesn't do the voice. And there's a whole debate about who did it best. Is it okay to have the voice but not okay? And then you've got Frank saying, oh no, you've got to get the lips properly. You've got to get it like proper, taking it to like 70s, you know. Yeah. And it's a clever way. It's so clever. I find it just hilarious. I think it's so funny.
You've even named your cat after it.
Sweet Dean Dennis. Absolutely.
I don't like that name for a cat. Sweet D. Just D. D's nice. Not Sweet D. Sweet D. Oh. You agree, don't you, Dave?
I think I do, actually.
Oh, good.
I think D's better. It's like calling...
D, little D, D, D.
Not, yeah, that's what Vic called her. Yeah.
Sweet D.
She's Sweet D. No. Sweet Liddy. Sweet Liddy. She's become very clingy.
What was her name used to be?
Oh, I don't know. They were ones from like a fantasy something. It was like Zordon or something like that. It was too. You couldn't even pronounce it. We couldn't pronounce it.
We can't pronounce Zordon.
No, but it wasn't that. It was. They were like Greek gods or something. I don't know. But you couldn't pronounce it.
Zeus. That's really hard.
Yeah. Caligula.
When Mum adopted Rosie, her original name was Pizza, and Mum said, "I can't keep her called Pizza." Changed her to Rosie.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Hamlet was shitface. They should have kept him.
Oh, he didn't run away on nothing today when I turned up. He was absolutely fine.
Yeah, she come up to me, yeah.
He's such a lazy bastard.
Oh, Michael.
No. He sits in that chair, right?
That's what cats
do. This is your cat. Your cat Hamlet.
I take Wifey to work and he's on the chair. Come back, he's on the chair. I'll sit there, I'll have my breakfast, I'll watch something, have my tea and toast. I go upstairs, get washed, brush my teeth, this, that and the other. Come down, he's still there. I'll go shopping, come back, he's still there. I'll watch something, I'll have my lunch or whatever. Go swimming, come back, he's still there. Go out.
Is he dead, Dave?
Pick Wifey up, bring her back, and he's still there. He ain't moved, not an inch.
But he does go out for long stints, doesn't he?
No, he don't. Not, no.
No, he used to. Oh, no.
Yeah, you can come home, but most days he doesn't move. I find it hard to believe I can go out for hours and do so much and come back.
And he's still
there in the same position.
I bet it's like that Kit Kat advert where the bloke takes a break and then the pandas come out skating and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like that. Yeah. He's got
a Sky Sports on.
He must sleep 20 hours a day. He must do.
Yeah.
Most days. I'll sleep a lot. There are exceptions. He does go out now and again. But he's a lazy son. He's going to get worse as he gets older, I think.
How old is he?
Don't we all?
How old is he, Bob?
Not that old, I don't know. Is he?
But Sweet Dean Dennis just turned two.
About six.
Oh, so he's still young, really.
Not in cat years.
Middle-aged cat years. He's about 40-odd in cat years.
He's doing well, though. He's fit. He's not like...
No, you still jump up.
Sweet. My cats won't jump up anywhere. Barely get up their cat tree.
Even when they're only two?
Yeah. They're lazy. They're proper lazy.
So they know that you'll
pick up. Sometimes you can...
He won't sit on wife's lap until she goes and puts her dressing gown on about 8 o'clock. And she'll come down in her dressing gown.
He likes the dressing gown.
And he's rubbing his paws together.
He rubs it on there and he sits on her lap and he's all purring and this, that and the other. And then suddenly, after about 2 hours, he'll just sit up and the old claws come out and he starts swiping at her. sometimes he sits back and he looks at her, his mouth's half open, ready to bite her.
Really?
Yeah, and then he just sort of goes, and she says, look at him, look, what are you doing? Why? Why? So,
like a beaten man.
I have to get the remote.
I deserve it.
He don't like the remote control. I've offered the remote control. He runs away. I want him over the end of it. But, yeah, he's
always been like
he is
that,
a bit
right?
mental, yeah.
He is, yeah. I think he's got
a proper attitude, doesn't
oh,
he?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I like that about him. Because then, you know, when he comes up to you, he really means it.
Yeah, that's right.
He never responds to you. Like, if he's on his thing looking out the window and you walk past, you go, all right, Hamlet, it will not look round. Whatever you say or do, he will not look round. He's so unsociable.
I bet he'll turn around if you hit him with the remote.
some cat. No, I don't. I just sort of offer it to him, and he sort of knows.
He goes, "Nah, you watch what you want, Dave."
go on, and he goes,
"Good job." That's how you used to chase us up the stairs.
And my dad, he was always in that.
Good job.
Yeah. Good times.
But some cats, I mean, when we lived at Swally, had Charlie next door, and he used to walk in the house like he owned the place, yeah. You know. He walked up there and he'd put his head round your legs, like, you know. And
yeah, all the cats we've had have been so affectionate.
You sit on the chair, what you tell him, he'd come and sit on your shoulder, yeah. Like, you know.
I'm worried about summer because we got a cat round our way who hasn't had the chop.
Oh, he likes
hours
bad,
and though. Hours. He literally sits outside there because we've got double doors leading to the
garden. He'll keep coming in and spraying.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But he literally sits there for 8 years.
Yeah, he's also been done. So he's wasted his time.
Yeah, but he will come in. Like he'll just wander in. I don't know.
You need to spray him with a little bit of water.
He's a nice cat, that's the thing.
Yeah, he's not doing anything wrong.
But he walks along the fence of all the gardens and he just meows just out loud.
He's howling. Meow.
And then he'll wait for somebody.
But I reckon it's a hard life, don't they, for a Tom who's just continually on the search.
It's cruel not to have him done.
Mm. I mean, it's like his name's Tiger. So I put it on the Facebook group of where I live, and the owner was like, "Oh yeah, that's Tiger."
Why don't they have done
it? And then there was loads of comments saying you should do it. And then I turned the comments off because I thought, "Oh no, I've created a monster." Yeah, but he does. He just literally nose against the glass.
And they can be really loud as well, can't they?
Sometimes you have.
Why don't you just open it up and kick him in the face? That'll stop him.
Yeah, maybe I just lock him in the shed. Yeah, but then Vic gets sort of like, "Oh, well, he just wants something to eat."
No, he's not food.
Yeah,
he got to a point where we stopped giving him sort of stuff when he come round. Because first of all, when he came round, it was like, "Oh, look at this friendly cat."
Yeah.
And it's like, "Oh, Jesus Christ, we've given him a new home." Yeah, but you hit the cats at my cats hear him before we do. So he'd be out meowing somewhere. You'll see them get up out of their bed. Yeah. Their ears will prick up. You think, oh, he's going to turn up.
And then you can let D out. You don't want her getting raped.
No, I don't want anybody to be raped, to be honest. I mean, I've got a question now. Is, because they've had been done, my cats, can he still?
Yeah, she just can't get pregnant.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I don't. Yeah,
so you won't be having any
I don't want Sweet D to be raped.
No,
I don't.
She might enjoy being raped.
She might be. Let me out.
I was. It is her that goes to the door first.
My God,
yeah.
She might have it going on in the garden all the time.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want X-rated garden action. Yeah, he'll be watching. He'll be seeing it, and then it'll just pan over to an open fireplace.
while the train coming out the tunnel,
rocket going up to the face.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. I really don't know. I really want to. This
you got hose pipe.
This is hose. yeah, I have. Yeah.
You're gonna have to piss in a bottle.
People have done that. They've gone to the zoo and got tiger crap and put it in the garden.
And Mum did it. They go to the zoo and get tiger crap.
Imagine old tiger walking along there, and there's this great big crap. I'm out of here, mate. I don't want to see who done that.
Mum said she thought to herself, think animal, and they fit. It's your scent, it's your home, and then sprayed it around the garden.
Oh my God.
So they wouldn't come back, and they didn't.
Oh wow.
I don't know where she got I don't know where she got that from, but you knew that she did that, didn't you?
Yeah, I remember your dad trying to get it out the window of a jug of water, wasn't he?
At one point, it just wouldn't go.
Wow. Maybe I just won't use the toilet anymore, just go in the garden.
The thing you've got to do is just take him yourself and have him done. Even though he ain't your cat.
I had a really satisfying thing once when we lived at Thamesmead.
When
we lived at Thamesmead.
That was going to get dark.
Yeah. When we lived at Thamesmead, the cat used to crap in the garden. And it used to drive me flipping mad.
Things your garden was only small as well.
And the thing was, though, when you see them, you bang on the window, they just
they don't care, carry on.
Yeah. But as soon as you touch the handle or the key, they were gone. And one day, this cat didn't. It stayed by the gate. It looked at me. You know, there's a gap underneath the gate.
Yeah.
It looked at me for the gate, and it stopped, and it was sort of looking what was down the alleyway. And my dad, I've got this potato, and I threw it right up the arse. It went right up. Like that. I mean, I've never gained so much satisfaction ever. It was fantastic. He looked back at me as if he was like, he ain't going to get me, mate. Then he put his head under the gate and looked around. Next minute, bosh. It was fantastic. I went back and got the potato, though. I'm going to waste it.
No animals were harmed. No animals from the arse up have been injured. Bloody hell. Yeah. Well, that was a roller coaster, wasn't it?
Do that subject.
Yeah, I don't know. God, we cover a lot on here, don't we? Well, it's good to be back. Welcome back, Pauline.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, welcome back, Dave. It is now time for Diary. Nice, that was. That wasn't me. That was Dave. Yeah. All right.
Right. Now, getting back to diary.
Can you remember what date we were
yeah,
on?
Yeah, she dumped me again, didn't she?
What a bitch.
Wednesday the 19th of February, 1975. Go to work, phone Jackie in lunchtime. She is at home.
Oh.
Go to her house about 8:15 p.m.
But why would you go to her house if you've been dumped?
Well,
desperation, man.
She don't say that. She dumps me one night and then the next day she don't say nothing. Watch TV and play records. She is in a pretty good mood. Leave her place around 11 o'clock p.m.
Wow.
Go stay the night at Sue and Steve's. NB, she still doesn't say anything about Monday.
Not even mentioned it.
Diary. But I find that really strange to be... She'll ring you or whatever, see you, dump you... And then see you the next day and nothing gets mentioned.
I wonder if it's like out of sight, out of mind.
It's a woman thing.
You're over there, I can dump you. But then when you're in front of me, she's so sweet.
Pauline, women are evil.
What?
Women are evil. It's a well-known fact.
I don't think so.
They got us round their little fingers.
It's the men that are the bastards.
I'm ready to vote.
Yeah, well, I think we know this. Yeah, I think
it's all down to you, Bob, because I'm going Danny DeVito.
And I'm going Malcolm McIntyre.
100-0.
Yeah, I'm going Danny DeVito. I mean, I don't mind. I can take it if he does a little bit.
He's gone.
You enjoyed that, didn't you?
I had to beg for him to be in it anyway.
Yeah,
so,
no. It was going to be a big ask, wasn't it?
Oh,
right. Should we do the draw, Dave?
In him, love, but that's about all.
Let's do the draw. Danny DeVito goes through. Michael McIntyre is out.
Let's go. I've forgotten who's left.
Yeah, me too.
Who you got, Bob?
I have got. What are you, Pauline? You've not heard of him.
Oh,
have you?
You don't know who
well,
he is.
Well, I know the name.
Oh.
But I don't know who he is. I don't know what he does.
What's the initials?
C.
CC.
Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh right. Not Charlie Chaplin.
Chevy Chase.
No, Chevy Chase. What does he do?
Oh, Three Amigos.
Not seen that.
Oh, you gotta watch
I've
that before.
Still got watch.
If you
no,
have,
I'm gonna watch Three Amigos.
If you do nothing else, watch the Three Amigos before we do the next episode.
Who's your initials,
everyone?
Bob?
BM.
Bob Monkhouse.
No.
Oh, is he even in it, Bob Monkhouse?
He might be actually.
Barry
Bob Mortimer!
And away!
Barry Manilow!
Yeah,
Bob Mortimer. Like him.
And Chevy Chase.
Oh,
that's a combination.
I'm going to have a good old hunt about Chevy Chase.
I'll send you a list.
Anglo-American again.
Yeah, I'll send you a list of like three films.
Yeah.
Three Amigos is a must. Watch that, and then obviously National Lampoon's Christmas.
Oh, that's Chevy Chase.
Dad. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I do know that, but I'm not seeing
yeah, Griswold,
Three
yeah.
Amigos.
And that's it. Michael McIntyre is out there.
Oh, I love that
through.
Film.
Yeah, me too.
Right, see you in 3 months' time.
Where are you going?
Oh, what have you done?
He's off.
Yeah. I can't.